From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Residents of Syria's rebel-held city Aleppo have reported a surge of airstrikes, which local monitors say have killed at least 30 people. Syrian government announced a renewed offensive on the city after U.S. and Russia failed to salvage a ceasefire that had diffused hostilities for nearly a week. Aleppo is Syria's second-largest city, and it has been divided among government troops, rebel militias, as well as Islamic extremists and Kurdish fighters since the year 2012. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says he believes Saudi Arabia should be part of the solution in Syria. He spoke before the Council on Foreign Relations in New York.
There cannot be a deal in our region based on the exclusion of one of the important parties. And I believe Saudi Arabia is an extremely important partner, hopefully, in this region.
Zarif also said any rift between Iran and Russia over how to proceed in Syria is overblown. This week, the U.S.-supported Turkish-backed Free Syrian Army forces suffered a series of military setbacks to the Islamic State in northern Syria, setbacks rekindling concerns over the effectiveness of the FSA fighters and whether that would force Ankara to deploy more of its own troops into Syria. President Obama has vetoed legislation that would have allowed the families of September 11 terror attack victims to sue Saudi Arabia over its alleged ties to the hijackers involved in those crimes 15 years ago. This is VOA News. The police chief of the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina, says the video police recorded during the fatal shooting this week of an African-American man will eventually be released. Meantime, the family of Keith Scott released a cell phone video, images that Scott's wife recorded in the moments leading up to his death on Tuesday.
Did you shoot him? Did you shoot him? Did you shoot him? He better not be dead.
Cell phone video does not show whether Scott was brandishing a gun, as police said, when he was being confronted by officers.
We know that we will win. We know that we will win.
Hundreds of protesters took to the streets in Charlotte for a fourth night on Friday to protest the shootings. People also marched in other cities, that is, including Atlanta, Georgia. President Obama spoke to a group of about 750 guests in the grand foyer of the White House on Friday. They had gathered to celebrate the opening of the National Museum of African American History and Culture. Mr. Obama referenced what is happening in Charlotte and other cities, where some believe, he says, Americans, African Americans, are being profiled by police.
My hope is that black folks watching those same images on television and then seeing the history represented at this museum can say to themselves, the struggles we're going through today are connected to the past, and yet all that progress we've made tells me that I cannot and will not sink into despair.
The new museum, first proposed by a group of African-American Civil War veterans in 1915, officially opens later today in a central location here in Washington, out among war memorials, cultural institutions, and it will be in clear sight of the U.S. Capitol building. In U.S. politics, the former chief of staff of Democratic Party presidential nominee Hillary Clinton was granted immunity from prosecution for cooperating with the FBI probe into Clinton's use of a private email server for government business while she was Secretary of State. Cheryl Mills was granted immunity after investigators have access to Clinton's laptop computer. Clinton campaign maintains the disclosure was intentionally made 3 days before the presidential debate between Clinton and Republican opponent Donald Trump. Two candidates are temporarily winding down their activities in the campaign trail in order to prepare for Monday's debate. Get more news at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.